Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Robert Gushus, president of Healthy Oil Seeds out of Carrington, North Dakota.
Yeah, hemp oil, and then also the cake, or the byproduct of when we're crushing or expelling the hemp oil for, when we're processing the hemp oil, the byproduct is cake, and then we're going to be producing a high-protein powder with that.
Okay, I see. So you end up getting the oil, and then you get, you know, the pulp or the meat or the bulk, you know, afterwards, and that just turns into the protein powder. Is there anything that you're doing with the stock? I know that we're getting into textiles at that point. My guess is that your plant does not do that, but I'm not sure, so I thought I'd ask.
No, we don't do anything with the fiber or fiber of the hemp. But we are working with two companies that want to start working with the fiber. Right now, I think the state ag department does not approve it. Hasn't approved yet that somebody can work with the fiber. We can only do work with the seed right now in the state of North Dakota.
So you mentioned you've got a little problem with when it comes to marketing your items. Is that marketing and distribution, or talk to me a little bit about some of the hurdles you're having here?
Well, there's 17 states that grew hemp in 2016, and all of them are able to market their hemp, process and market their hemp, except for North Dakota. The state ag department continues to ask for permission from the Drug Enforcement Agency, and the Drug Enforcement Agency just is either saying no or not responding. And so it's been very difficult for us to market. We can market into states that have hemp programs right now, but we cannot do any marketing outside of North Dakota. Not too much, I mean, except for some of the surrounding states. And Canada, we can't market into Canada, even though if you walk into your local Walmart and you said there's, I think you mentioned that there's three companies selling hemp oil in the local Walmart, I would guess they're probably all Canadian companies. They're able to bring their hemp, process hemp or hemp oil into America, but we cannot market our hemp into Canada. It's getting to, it's very difficult. I paid the farmers up front, or paid them as the product was delivered, and now I can't do marketing, so I'm just sitting on it. And there is oil seeds like this there is a shelf life, so that pretty soon they're going to be lost value. I mean, there's just not a value anymore. There's not worth anything as far as their oils or oil seeds become rancid and they lost their value.
Are you able to sell this online, or is that?
I don't think we can do anything online either. I don't. We can just do. I mean, we've done just a little bit of marketing in the state of North Dakota, and that's really all we've done. We've just sold a very small amount, and we processed a fair amount, but we have not. We've made very few sales.
Talking with Doug Goring, the North Dakota Ag Commissioner, he's made this comment to me for, years and years and years, that he would like hemp to be legalized at a federal level so that North Dakota could sell to the number one consumer of hemp, the United States. And that's really what you're talking about, aren't you?
That's true, yes. Yes, it would be nice if we could grow this crop in all 50 states and give it a chance. And I think North Dakota is in a great position, where our farmers are adapt to growing specialty crops very well. I think we could grow specialty crops, and the location's good, the weather is good. We should be the top producer of hemp in 10 years from now, and I expect that will happen.
Any final thoughts you might have about your company, the product, hemp, or just, I kind of like to give people the last word in any direction they want to go, in case we didn't talk about anything or anything they want to emphasize, or yeah, just so the floor is yours.
Well, I think the future looks very, very bright with hemp. A lot of people are getting to know the health benefits, and the more and more this information gets out there as far as the great benefits of the health, I think it's just going to be a more popular crop. For farmers to grow, a great option for farmers to grow. Also, I think that us I think it's just going to be a bigger part of our diet as far as a nutraceutical vitamins sorry, I'm getting off track kind of. I think that it has great benefit as far as the as a nutraceutical, and it would be a bigger part of our diet, and for health reasons, again, it will be another option for farmers to grow, and I expect North Dakota to be the top producer of hemp within the next 10 years.
To listen to the full-length interview with Roger Gushus, president of Healthy Oilseeds, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
But right now I'm addicted to emotion and freedom that my selfish solitude provides. And I'd hate to think that I'd become a stranger.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Every step I take falls on foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota. Take a job, find a wife, and finally settle down. But right now I'm addicted to emotion.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Where my heart still resides, where the nighttime lights earth and line on the horizon. Under the soft red glow of the wintertime city clouds.
The candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guest and interview, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. We'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, please visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and from the staff here at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we're asking you to be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks.
Front porch sand, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Gain knowledge about the oil and gas industry while networking with industry pros. The North American Shale Magazine is inviting you to attend North Dakota's largest shale oil event in 2017, the Bakken Conference and Expo, happening July 17th through the 19th in Bismarck, North Dakota. Learn about the latest technologies used in one of North America's most productive shale plays, the Bakken. You're not going to want to miss the Bakken Conference and Expo, July 17th through the 19th in Bismarck, North Dakota. For more information about the conference or to register, visit www.thebakkenconference.com. That's thebakkenconference.com.